Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
You're listening to a man whose work is never done.
In a job like yours, even when it's finished, there's always one more thing to do.
And his job is to make your job easier.
It's a very difficult job, and the only way to get through it is we all work together as a team. And that means you do everything I say.
He's Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back. It's 34 after the hour. Thanks very much for staying with me. Thanks for being part of my day. If you just tuned in, welcome aboard. If you've been listening already, we consider that a sign of high intelligence. The fact that you're still listening, that's what I mean, of course. And you're going to be glad you stayed with us because we got Steve Millard back with us, ladies and gentlemen. Steve is a chamber professional. Remember the earlier in the week when I talked to you about chambers? When was this? Wednesday, I think? I think it was Wednesday. I talked to you about chambers and the two kinds of people who are involved in chambers, the volunteers, the regular members like you and me, and then there are a group of people who make their living as chamber professionals. These are people who make their living husbanding, shepherding, nurturing, growing chambers of commerce. That's their profession. And that's what we got with Steve Millard. He's one of the best in the country. He's executive director of the Council of Small Enterprises, COSE, which is the small business division of the Cleveland Chamber of Commerce. And he's our good friend, Steve Millard. Welcome back to the show.
Thanks, Jim. Great to be here.
It's good to have you back, as always. And now, Steve, at one point in time, Detroit was the largest chamber in the country. And Cleveland was number two. So yeah, well, as of right now, where do we stand? Because I need to get a rumble going here.
You guys. I would say very strongly, and I tell Dick Blouse from Detroit this all the time, we have the largest dues-paying membership. that's a poor distinction. But in fact, they do have...
I'm always counting you to get technical on me, Steve.
So we've got lots of people, but we got lots of people who actually pay for membership. So
there you go. What is the size of the Cleveland Chamber?
Now we're folks, about 17,000.
Before you say this, let me put this in perspective, folks. The average membership in a chamber across America is probably 700 to 900 members.
Yeah, that's about right.
How many you got?
We got about 17,000.
17,000. Yep. How has the economy impacted your chamber?
Well, you know, it's interesting. We're definitely seeing in the larger businesses a little bit of a pullback in terms of their membership dues and their spending with us and their work that they've got to do, because they've got to in a lot of ways. Smaller businesses, though, are holding their own. We've actually had some pretty good months over the last few months, and I think small businesses have been able to adjust and adapt to this thing and have decided they're not going to participate in this recession as much. So, you know, so I think we've had a lot of strength in our small business side. We're seeing a little bit of decline, but nothing traumatic.
As people have been focusing on survival, which I told them to do. I mean, not that I had to, but that's what I told back in December. I said, your goal for 2009 is to open your doors January 1, 2010. That's your single goal for 2009. And so that we're all doing that. And so with that in mind, though, how is this impacting the volunteerism, the volunteering to support the chamber as a member on committees and projects and things like that?
Yeah, I'll tell you, I think this kind of crisis economically helps us a lot in that regard, at least. There are a lot more people who are willing to sort of provide their time, either because they have it or because they know they need to get out there and connect with some new people. And we've seen a surge in attendance, and I think I've seen that. My brothers and sisters in the chamber community told me that as well. I mean, people are coming out to things more because I think they're looking for somebody who's got the answer for them.
Well, they're realizing that they can't, you know, you can't recover. Your business can't recover in our marketplace. Our national marketplace can't recover if we stay inside our four walls.
No, that's right. You got to get out there, got to sort of work it a little bit. And I think that, you know, there is a lot of opportunity out there, and taking the time to get out and talk to people and recognize it is important.
I know my chamber seems to be having a lot more networking events these days, maybe, than previously. How about you guys?
Yeah, us too. And I think, you know, we do about 140 events a year for our members. And,
wow.
You know, for us, it's getting out there and everything from big group, small group events to let people have those opportunities. But that's our role, is to connect people together, build community, and make things happen for small businesses.
What are chamber members asking chambers for these days? What is a small business chamber member looking to their chamber for these days?
Well, you know, traditionally chambers, a lot of things they've offered have been advocacy for small businesses or a voice in the community affairs. You know, small chambers, as Keith Woods said, a chamber executive a long time ago, if you've seen one chamber, you've seen exactly one chamber. Because chambers of commerce, they're all different, right? Some,
yeah.
they're things to do the annual. We have one here that does an annual combustion motor event, and that's their big event, you know? And
yeah.
they do picnics, and they do parades, and then you have chambers that are more focused on advocacy. So
yeah.
our members are looking
advocacy
for us
meaning finding out what the community and the marketplace yeah. Needs and conveying that information to elected representatives, that kind of thing.
Absolutely, and policymakers. Here's what we need. Here's
yeah.
what we need to do for us.
Yeah. Hold on to that thought. Steve Millard, folks, is our good friend, the executive director of the Council of Small Enterprises, COSE, in Cleveland, Ohio. He and I will be right back. We got more to come. We're going to talk about chambers and their members and social media right after these messages. Big doings on that topic. 20 till. Stay with us. Welcome back. That's the Birds bringing us back. That's Birds with a Y. Check them out. Good songs. Good music from the past, from the Wayback Machine. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate, and my website is smallbusinessadvocate.com. I hope you'll check it out and use it to your advantage. We built it just for you. Don't forget to subscribe to my free newsletter. Check out my blog and lots of other stuff there. And if you want to follow me on Twitter, I'm at Jim Blassingame. Steve Millard is with us, folks. He's the director of the Small Business Division, the Small Business Chamber inside of the Cleveland Chamber, which basically, and the name is COSE, Council of Small Enterprises. Steve, give us that website, please.
www.cosy.org.
And, Steve, one of the things that I wanted you to talk about today is this project that you're working on. Everybody is excited about social media these days. I say everybody, most everybody is, many people, millions, hundreds of millions of people, maybe billions,
right.
about social media. And I've been talking about it a lot. I've been writing out about it a lot. I've been interviewing a lot of smart people like you on this topic. And what I've been saying is that social media is a craze, but it's not a fad. It has taken us by storm, but it's not going to fizzle and go away soon like a fad. It's going to be here. And I think what our job is as thought leaders and community leaders and industry leaders, Steve, you and people like you and me, is we have to help our audience, help our members, not necessarily tell them how to use the stuff, but help them see how this is going to evolve and be more useful and practical and effective as it evolves as a business tool. What do you think?
No, I think you're absolutely right, Jim. And that whole idea that this is not a fad, it's a trend, is really important here. I mean, I think if you think back, I don't know if you remember when you first got on the internet, but you know when Mosaic first sort of came out, you know, I basically got out there and said, okay, this is the web, and mm-hmm. focused so much on that, and then all of a sudden, it doesn't matter anymore. There's all kinds of sites and applications out there. You know, you don't have to be on AOL or whatever it might be. So I think people have to understand that these sites all have a life, you know, the Facebooks and the MySpaces and the YouTubes and the Twitters. But the different thing that's going to really stick with us is this idea that you're going to have a way different kind of relationship with your customers, and you're going to have to sort of develop that in a more integrated way with your business and change the way you interact with your customers
mm-hmm.
in a transparent way that you never really had to do before. So,
and guess what? That change that you just described, and I'm so glad you talked about the difference in the way we're going to reach out to our customers. That change you just described is not optional. This is what customers are going to continue to demand.
Now if you just watching the news,
or let me say this. I use the word demand. That presumes that if you don't give it to them, they're going to come storming down. You're beating your door down, demanding it from you. That's really not the right word. If you don't provide it for them, they're not going to demand it from you. They're going to require it of you. And if you don't give it to them, they'll go somewhere else.
They won't
give you a second thought.
That's right. And you won't even know that they looked at you and
exactly.
then sort of walked away.
Exactly.
You know, look at this transaction that's happening right now between Amazon and Zappos, which is really interesting. Amazon's paying $1 billion for Zappos.com, an online, you know, shoe retailer and clothing retailer. And so you look at that and say, why? If you sort of dig into that, why is because of the way they've been able to embrace that culture of how they work with their customer,
right.
how they're sort of authentic
right.
and transparent and connected. And if you're not familiar with the Zappos story, you should be, and you should follow them. Because
basically, they've
right
made it easier for women to buy shoes online. Admit it, Steve.
yeah.
Huh?
Well,
am I right?
There are issues there, I guess.
No, listen, they've knocked it out of the park.
It's not about buying the shoes, though. It's about being a part of a community and connecting with other people.
That's what they figured out. But that's it. They combined the social thing with buying shoes.
Exactly.
And
that's
a home run, right?
Exactly right. Now, if we could just cut hair online, we'd be doing good.
That's
right?
That's exactly right. They're going to be working on that. but seriously, the social media, or as you say, as I prefer to call it, building online customer community. See, I really think we need to, and I take every opportunity I can, Steve, to get this in there because I'm on a one-man crusade to get businesses to start using the term customer communities, online customer communities, rather than social media because the term social media is actually, in my opinion, is a misnomer. It's social media is the technology itself, if you think about it in the strictest sense.
Exactly.
When it comes to, I don't care what you do, call it from a personal standpoint, but by calling it, in my opinion, by calling it online customer communities, that helps a business to get their head around what we're actually doing, and that is to build and strengthen and maintain and serve relationships with customers online. What do you think?
I think you're right. I mean, I think the workshops maybe our marketing people go to will be about social media, but the workshops that our CEOs and our small business owners should go to should be about building customer relationships and developing online communities
mm-hmm.
that create more business for them.
Exactly. Because this is what customers are wanting and are going to want more and more in the future. Because what I think is happening, Steve, is the customers are saying, hey, I'm busy. I know what I want. I've been to your site. I saw what I want on your site, but I don't want everything. So I don't want to come back to your site and get everything. I only want you to send me those things that I want.
And that
conversation that you have with them, you join them to your community.
And I think that's right. It's real interesting. When you start to look at all the trends and statistics of these sites, you don't find people with thousands of connections. Even though they have thousands of opportunities, most people have 100 people they're connected
right.
to and listen to and
right.
pay attention to. So I think if you're one of the 100 or 50 that's really doing a great job for them, that's going to do much more than increase your mind share with them. It's going to increase your wallet as well.
Now, Steve, you and I are going to be in Raleigh together next week, the American Chamber of Commerce Executive Conference.
I can't wait.
Where you're going to unfold and reveal a big social media project for chambers and their members next week, right?
Absolutely.
And you and I are going to talk about that when we come back after these messages. Big doings, ladies and gentlemen. This is a big deal that I think you'll be excited about. It will impact you one day. Stay with us. We're back. It's 7 till. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate, and we're having a great visit with our good friend Steve Millard, the Executive Director of the Council of Small Enterprises. That's COSE at the Cleveland, Ohio Chamber of Commerce. And that's COSE.org. Is that right, Steve?
That's right. COSE.org.
Check it out, folks. This would be a great site. If you're a member of a chamber and you're trying to get your chamber a little more a little strengthened and a little more energy going, and it's going to happen, folks, from the small business sector. Would you agree with me, Steve? I mean, anything that happens in the future, I think chambers are going to have to rely on their small business rather than the big business folks in the future more than ever before. What do you think?
I think that's true. I mean, the global thing for big companies is taking them a lot out of their own individual communities, and small businesses have to carry the water.
So check it out, folks. COSE.org. You'll get an example of how one of the, I guess it's the largest small business group in the country, isn't it, from a chamber
largest,
standpoint?
Regional small business group in the country.
Yeah. Okay, Steve, quickly, you've got a project that I'm so proud of you for your leadership on this, folks. This is national.
Thanks.
This is leadership on a national level. Steve and his team have put together a program that is going to help that they're working on right now. It's an online social media program that will help chambers of commerce help their members. It'll first help chambers come into the 21st century in social media, and then it will help them leverage that out to all of their millions of small business members. And I'm happy to say that one of our sponsors, Administaff, is the big sponsor, the number one sponsor of this project. And so good on them for stepping up to that for that national leadership level too. Steve, tell the audience about this.
Well, you know, Jim, you and Administaff and others have been great keeping our feet to the fire to say, hey, create something here that's usable. What we're really trying to do is, you know, chambers are such an integral part of working with their small businesses. And as I talk to chamber people, we're all trying to figure out, how do we use this stuff to our advantage? I mean, how do we take our community we've built and sort of take it online, if you will? And so we're trying to help chamber execs understand this and then figure out how
chambers
to get it
into the hands. Chambers can't get behind the curve on this either.
They can't. Yeah. You can't get left behind because it's moving fast. And like we said, it's going to last for a long time. And it's out there. And it's changing the way to do work. So we're going to help them first figure out how to get their legs under them. And then we're also helping them help their members figure that out.
Yep.
There's a lot of people, you know, I had a guy call me, 55-year-old manufacturing CEO, said, I don't know what a Twitter is, but in this economy, I got to look at everything that
right.
I can. What
right.
do I do? And so we aren't, you know, there's a ton of experts. You have a ton of them in your brain trust, Jim, about all the different specific applications.
Mm-hmm.
Our job is aggregating this stuff and making it easy for small businesses and for chambers to sort of take the first steps. And then they'll figure out how to use it best for their business.
Now, the site isn't ready yet, but in about a week, if they want to take do we want to give them the URL now or wait till next week?
No, sure, we could. I mean, we could do it if you want.
Go ahead and give it to them, but it won't be up for about a week. Go ahead.
Yeah, it's socialmedialeaps.com.
Socialmedialeaps, LEAPS.com.
That's right. And what will be up there next week is the ability for you to put some information about what you're doing in social media. And then that's going to evolve into, as you talk about, Jim, an online community, if you will, for
yep.
people who are interested in getting started in leveraging social media.
See, this is what you're doing is exactly what I'm encouraging every small business owner to do. Yes, have a Twitter account. Yes, have a Facebook account. But, Steve, 3 years from now, you and I may not even be talking about Twitter other than just some historical fact. We may not be talking about Facebook. I mean, look at MySpace. They've laid off a third of their workers. YouTube has never made money. I mean, those sites may not be here forever, but the communities that we build, like your socialmedialeaps.com site, that's the kind of community and that others are building. Those are the kind of communities that organizations like yours and mine should be building. We should own those. We should be installing the values of those organizations, of those communities, and then serving them.
Absolutely. I mean, what chambers do, Jim, is connect people. What we do best, I always say that the staff at our chamber isn't about doing it for our small businesses. The small businesses are doing it for each other. Our job is to connect them together, and that's exactly on social media, online communities, any other things we do. We're trying to create a lasting relationship among small businesses so they can help each other do better, and that's our goal in this project.
Well, absolutely, and that's the reason why, folks. This is leadership at the apex level that Cozy and Steve and Administaff and the American Chamber of Commerce executives all have come together to create this outstanding resource that I'm going to be, Steve, I promise you, I'm going to be talking about this for a long time to come. I'm going to be sending people to this. This is a great model, I think, for small business owners and chambers.
Well, we appreciate your help on it, Jim. And again, you guys have been very supportive and Administaff in terms of making sure that we're doing something of value, not just doing something that's going to be a research study that sits on the shelf.
Exactly, and it will last for a long time. Hey, Steve, good job today. Well done on everything. Good. Thank you for helping small businesses the way you do. And I will see you next week.
I will. Keep up the fight, Jim.
Looking forward to it. Steve Millard, ladies and gentlemen, a great American leader. Got to go for this hour. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate, reminding you that a ship in the harbor is safe, but that's not what ships were made for.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.